Okay, so more about your bloody stool.
So you woke up after the colonoscopy.
The colonoscopy.
Well, I was going to tell you, the trip to getting to the colonoscopy was way worse than... The journey was way worse than the destination.
How so?
Okay, well, they bring me what is 4 liters. It's a square jug. It could be a gasoline container.
Like a dill pickle jar?
No.
That's such a specific thing. What if they're butter pickles?
Right on the money. Anyway, so what they do is they tell me they need me to have no less than 3 liters of this drink by 2 o'clock.
Three? That's more than a 2 liter of Coke.
What time did they give you?
They gave me, this was like in the morning, and I had to drink it through. They gave it to me the night. I had to drink it throughout the night, throughout the morning, up until there. I had to have it all out.
Well, but it was delicious, though.
That
right?
was my question. How did it taste to where, I mean, because drinking something's kind of a pain in the ass, but if it's not bad,
even
it's
if it's
tolerable.
Just water, though, I mean, drinking that much in a short period of time, relatively speaking.
The only thing I could equate it to would be something like
Kool-Aid.
Slightly less salty than salt water.
Oh, it's nasty.
Ocean salt water.
Like from the mountains?
Yes. Yes, like from the mountains.
Gotcha.
And it was just, you had to drink it as quickly as possible. You're like, oh. And what this does, this is human Drano.
Mm.
Oh, shit.
I was pissing out my asshole. Because this stuff clears you out, dude. And they told me, they're like, you got to keep going until you see it looks like just clear liquid coming out. Nothing else.
Clear liquid. Wheatgrass juice also does that. I don't know
dude,
why.
Dude, it's like everything. Like, uh-oh, I got to go. And as soon as I get to, you know, there, it's just like completely clear. I mean, it just like, it was rocketing out of me.
Did you have, what is it called? The tube that goes in your piss hole?
No. Catheter. Luckily, I didn't have a catheter.
Yeah.
Your wife's a nurse, but you don't have a catheter.
So you did not have a catheter?
No.
So you had to get up every... How had you been feeling previously with when you were waking
up? Oh, they had
up?
Given me blood by this time.
Oh, okay. So you had a
I had a transfusion, so, and I had blood in my system already. So I did feel a lot better. I mean, okay. I was feeling better than I did before, what I was before, okay. Which is way better than I could imagine.
Okay, so you weren't all dizzy and shit and falling over.
No,
you were
so
lucid.
I was lucid. I was okay. Coming to, and at this time, my blood count, I think it was actually getting around 9 at this time, which was still low, but it was getting up there. So I was going there, and I had back and forth to the restroom. I mean, I was just rocketing water out my asshole, and it was completely clear. And then that's after that, they took me there. But oh my god, dude, that shit was just so nasty. It was like thick, almost had like a seven
up. It had a viscosity to it.
It did. It wasn't. It didn't have a water viscosity because you know what water feels like. It felt heavier than water, and it was just. It didn't feel like it could get it off your tongue, and it just had that taste. And it was just like, oh. And if you drink it cold, it kind of somewhat more palatable. Not much, but somewhat. If you had to drink it hot, you know, room temperature, it was just like okay. But you got to the point where it's like, I want to chug this shit down as fast as I possibly can, but I can't physically because, you know, the gastric bypass, so I have to sit there and pace myself out.
Oh, that sucks.
So I was just pacing myself, just drinking it because I couldn't chug it down, so I had to, like, you know, just drink as much as I possibly could hold physically, and, you know, by the time it was just working, boom, dude, I was just, like, back and forth, rushing back and forth. That was just the worst thing ever, dude.
So you're just constantly fighting with yourself to drink this?
Yes.
Like a mental. Mentally, that could really
mentally,
fuck someone up.
You're like, you know, they're like, if I don't do it, they're going to, you know, it's like it's going to take you longer, you know, and it was just not fun.
So what happened after? Like after the colonoscopy, what did they determine? What was
wrong? What it was?
Yeah,
like
what? You never told me.
It was one of the colon pocket walls. Inside your colon, that
that just sounds funny.
It does.
Turn it off. Like colon pocket wall.
This is the only way I can even kind of somewhat make it past this is because it's, you know, you got to look at it. It's fucking funny. It's like having a camera shoved up your ass. You know, hey.
Well, I don't think that's funny, dude.
I was just like, huh. And I was like, hey, I even told the lady, I was like, can you please look out for that marble that I swallowed? And she goes, are you serious? I was like, no. And it's like, you know, a buddy of mine at work was telling me the same thing, you know, like, because he had a scare, like, way back when, and, you know, he had to get all these tests and shit done. And he was like, he goes, man, I don't know what it was, because every time I had to go in for any sort of procedure, he's like, all the the technicians and stuff, they're the hottest women you will ever see. And I was like, man, it's gotta suck, dude. It I don't know what it is, but he was not fucking lying.
Yeah, I agree with that.
The chick who, the technician who is assisting the doctor, hot. And just like, you're just like, oh my God. It's like, I told her, it's like, it's unfair. You get to see my ass. <You
know>? And even then, it's like so cold, dude. It's so cold.
Incredibly cold in there, yep. Dude.
It's like, even so, if they see your junk, it's like it's just a roll of dimes.
They don't even care anymore, dude.
I think he's just showing off.
Lucky.
I know. Mushroom capping over here, sir.
Yeah, it's this input. I've been wrestling with this cable. This XLR is unbalanced. That has nothing to do with anything. So anyway, more about your rectum, sir.
Oh, anyway, so I was bleeding out of my colon where one of these walls... They don't have enough nutrients, it's or that you're anemic. Lisa has... She pegged me a couple times.
Yeah, how long were you out of work?
Almost a month.
Wow. So,
it a month?
Yeah,
really?
It was almost a month.
Wow. That sucks, man. I mean, even on short-term disability, I mean, that's only like 60% of your income or something like that. So that must have dug you into quite a hole, too. I mean, hospitals are fucking expensive.
Yeah, dude, I tweeted a picture of my bill. You know, I want my bill. It was just my
it was just a procedure or something, wasn't it?
No, it was they're like telling you, like, hey, this is what your insurance covers, you know. And I was looking, I was like, holy shit.
Yep.
I still owe rehab some fucking money.
Dude, it was fucking ridiculous. I was in there for like, at that time, it was like 2 days I was there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like over almost like $5,000.
Fuck.
Just for two fucking days.
I don't want to get sick.
Dude, it if sucks, you dude. Don't have insurance, you're fucked.
God damn it. Yeah,
dude, I'm like really excited. Like, I've got a job that I have really good insurance.
A friend of mine, well, not a friend of mine, I'm fucking retarded. A DJ that I like, big famous DJ, Mr. Dibbs, he had a
dropper. I know, you're dropping.
Well, no, because I'm trying to help him out, you know, promote like as much as I can. He got some kind of liver disease, and his bills are phenomenal.
Liver.
Can find it out on Twitter, Mr. Yeah. Dibbs.
Yeah.
I really don't care.
There's one thing. We're incredibly insensitive.
It's cool.
Incredibly
insensitive. It's just in my heart of hearts, I felt like I did something good today. So now I'm going to go get drunk and like try to, I don't know,
fuck yeah, 17-year-olds. And destroy your liver by.
It's like you become like, not jaded, but you just. When people tell you, "Oh, pray for something,"
oh,
like,
oh.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying. I'm not asking to pray.
I just if you got like, I can't do
cents,
that.
Help
them out. Like, but works for some people.
Okay, a question about that: someone sneezes and you're around them.
That's funny. Got a habit. Do you say that's funny?
That's funny. Because my uncle, he's my boss. He sneezed. Every time I sneeze, he says, "Bless you," but he sneezes.
That's fine. I mean, I don't like the term. I spoke about it briefly today. I don't like the word bless, but people say that to me, and I always say thank you. I mean, I don't. They say it because they're just being courteous. So yeah, I'm not.
I do it more of.
But see, what I'm saying is, I'm not trying to say that. Like, what would be my
funny.
Response to that?
Or you can say Gesundheit,
or Salut, Gesundheit, or Salut.
But Salut is
same thing, isn't it?
I think it's Gesundheit.
Gesundheit is good health in German.
Okay.
So it has no biblical connotation.
But then if I say Salut is like the same thing as well. I have to Google it. I'm kind of curious.
God bless you originally.
In my circle of people that I talk to, if I were to say Gesundheit, I'd get some like stare backs. Like,
really? Just say that's funny. That's funny.
I just say sneeze.
That's what I start doing, but people don't like that.
I just say sneeze.
Do what I do.
Sneeze.
I just cover my mouth and point, unclean!
That works.
Whenever it's my mom, I just say shut up. but it's because we play around like that.
You're looking. That's how much of a nerdy podcast. Check out.
Google it. Have you seen the goods?
Yes.
Google it. No. Google it. No.
I hated that movie. That was
what?
It was. Nah, like,
it had funny moments.
It had its moments.
Yeah.
No, it did not have.
Well, I'm just a big Jeremy Piven fan.
I like Jeremy
Piven.
You would
like him.
I do. I like Entourage. I think he's the best character in Entourage. Yeah, but
Harry
that Gold. Movie was just horrible, dude. That's like worse than Transformers 3.
But at least I got to laugh at this one because it was a comedy as opposed to going to see an action movie and just be like, oh.
These cookies are really good. They're butter cookies.
What are they made out of?
The name dropper.
No.
The Batman?
Batman.
So what were you saying about The Dark Knight?
Dark Knight is a great movie. I have no problems with this.
Females only went to see it because of Heath Ledger?
I'm saying there's probably a lot of hype because of the Heath Ledger. You know, he had just died.
Well, yeah, that. But I mean, so but what?
I take the Heath Ledger cocktail every night. I'm here. He's just a little bitch.
I'm just saying. Like,
no, that was limit. Steve, by the way. I didn't say that.
Majority of the I'm just saying some of the publicity went to people who just went to go see it.
Absolutely.
Because it was Heath Ledger's last
people
movie.
People have a sort of...
Second to last movie.
They want to have some sort of tie with something that's bigger than them.
That's all I was making the reference to.
Like, yeah, oh, no, Heath Ledger was his greatest one. Yeah, he did a good job, but I'm not going to sit there and, you know, suck his dick because he did a Joker. I mean, he did a good Joker, but...
He did a badass Joker.
I mean, I'm saying there's nobody better than him. I mean, he did a really good Joker. You know, the Joker, that was his movie.
Yeah, I would have seen the whole movie about the Joker. Batman was, like, a secondary to me. Like, oh.
That's what I kind of felt about
that
movie.
Batman.
That's Batman. What I kind of felt about The Dark Knight, Batman. Where even if you took, like, The Dark Knight or Batman out of The Dark Knight... I still can't do it. Even if you took Batman out of The Dark Knight, it still would have been a great movie.
Yes.
Just because of like the crime aspects of it, like a crime drama.
It was done like a 70s crime movie.
Yeah, exactly, like Heat. You know what I mean? You can even compare it to a movie like Heat with taking the mob money, throwing it in China, and then it's just the whole thing was just
Bullet.
Awesome.
The opening scene in Bullet, when the credits are rolling. Very, like the heist first.
Okay. Okay. I was like, what the hell is this boy talking about?
I have no idea. Yeah, you know, the young kids now. Yeah.
Very strange.
They're talking about Bullet.
Totally derailed us. Thank you, Joey.
You know the part with the thing?
I should have taken like two more notes.
So one Steve, we explained.
You were holding up your end, sir.
Of what?
Of the conversation.
Was that the last thing that you had notes on, Oscar?
I got Steve's dead girl, but we can save that towards the end.
Who's his dead girl? You have a dead girl?
Yeah, he has a dead girl story. It's actually a really good dead girl story.
It's not his dead girl, but he came across it, but...
I did.
Colin, like the fat kid on Stand
Netflix,
By Me.
UFC.
I was like West Memphis 3, because well, at the time, West Memphis 3 happened.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So you don't really care. Big Sexy? You wanted to mention that? This is like when... This is like way, way back. So I don't know what Big Sexy is.
It was some show like on... A&E or TLC. It's about big women who ain't afraid to show off their big and just like show them making out. And Antonio's like, oh, that's just disgusting. She's just looking for food in his mouth. She's not kissing him.
Oh, the right back to the Simpsons. The fish with three eyes caught in a nuclear plant.
Yeah, the Simpsons. They foretold everything. They're our modern day Mayans.
So they're gonna go to 25 seasons then. They're going to do two more seasons?
They did. They signed up.
Yeah, they would be the longest running television show, wouldn't it?
They took a 40% reduction in their pay to do it. But then again, it's like freaking $200,000 an episode. You know what I mean? They done have so much money.
It's like, you realize you'll have residuals.
Have so much money? They done have so much money.
You're going to have residuals and just royalty payments for the
rest of
your life. They're the Simpsons. They're going to have a channel. It's nothing but the Simpsons.
Really?
Yeah, they're going to make a cable channel with the Simpsons.
Because right now it's 22 seasons and there's 20 episodes or so, so that's 200. There's like what they're at 415, 420 somewhere around there.
Yep,
420.
I knew you. If I said 420, I know you guys would.
I had to.
It's pretty awesome because my kids were actually watching The Simpsons yesterday. They were watching The Treehouse of Terror, and they were just cracking up where the zombies were looking in Homer's ear, looking for a brain, and it just had them going.
They tap on his head.
Yes, and this is kind of funny that I remember me doing that as a kid, and then 20 years later, I watched my kids actually doing that, and it's
still
on the air.
See, that's interesting, yeah.
It's amazing.
How it stays, it's, people don't, everybody's like, after season four, after season eight,
it's
blah,
like,
blah, blah.
The Simpsons.
It's The Simpsons. It's like, evolved. It's gotten better in some, it may slightly dip, but it really hasn't. Dana Gould wrote for, what, six seasons or something? So, yeah. I mean, it's not like. It's not like they had bad writers at all. They don't.
I don't feel like it jumped the shark.
No.
I really don't feel like that. Like, even when I've seen a new episode recently.
Can a cartoon jump a shark?
Yeah, of course. Absolutely.
Any show can jump the shark.
You need to know when your time is up.
Yep.
You need
but
to
I mean,
know.
Like,
it's hard to know sometimes,
like,
but.
Just be like, they can just blame it on, hey, it's a cartoon. Like, what do you expect?
No,
there's a certain level of quality
that's
no matter what.
Because it goes back to writing.
Yeah.
Because it has to be written. It's not like they're just making it up as they go along. It doesn't work. Especially
it's a level of quality of what you're watching. If something's just dipped and gone in the tank and it just goes in these crazy directions that make no sense, no matter what it is, it's jumped the shark. And that's my opinion on it.
Like the Simpsons movie. What did you think?
I
liked
consider
it.
That.
I was
okay. After I watched it, I was like, there's nothing I could say that I did not like about that.
Oh,
there's nothing I can say.
It was joke. It was nonstop
joke. The funniest as stupid as it sounds, the thing that hit me the hardest was.
Did you say spider pig? You're gonna hit.
No. When spider, it was when Homer was going down the sinkhole, giving everybody the finger.
Oh man,
no. It was like, and then it was like his head still exposed, and they're scratching his head. It's just like, that's just funny.
Yes.
It's funny, you know. And they show Bart's dick.
I know. Yeah. I was just thinking about that. That's like the thing that strikes out at me the most is when he was just skateboarding and then boop, there it is.
And they weren't going to do it. Yep. And then they do it. And they do it for a long, long set of frames.
It's like, wow. It's like they always had that joke. It's like, now stay. You know, tune in for Fox. What you really want? Hardcore nudity.
Between a rock and a hard place. That's like the main thing that I remember.
It's like, as sad as it sounds, Simpsons, huge influence on my adult life.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was like, hey, I know that because of The Simpsons.
You could find Steven shaking Bud by his neck.
I do that to him.
good times.
Everything, most of the things I know about the Bible are because of The Simpsons.
Or South Park.
What's the thing?
South Park, that's the other thing I'm going to talk about. Did you see the last episode?
Where Lemmy Winks comes back? That's the last one I saw, is where they had the Lemmy Winks episode.
No, this is a Randy episode.
I did. You know what I saw that I actually really, really liked? It was called 6 Days to Air.
Yes.
It's a hour special on just a documentary on the making of one episode of South Park.
And I was asking about that. I haven't seen it yet.
I really
was fucking hilarious. And like they talked about the going to. The Oscars tripping their balls on LSD.
Yeah, that's why I heard about it.
They use their fucking money right.
Dude, no, like, you know, they're saying, like, about Trey Parker, is like, nah, that dude hates money. He's like, he doesn't do it for the money. You know, like, there's certain things he turns down. And
that's what I'm saying. I would.
He doesn't. It's just like, dude, you got your fucking dream job. You're in your 40s making shit jokes for a living, and it's fucking awesome.
I would totally go to the Oscars. If I was in that position, I'd take it.
But, this one was just a Randy episode, which was just fucking... I mean, it's brilliant writing. It's funny. You know, it's fast-paced, and they don't... You know, as much as they... You know, you try to find some flaw in them, he's like, you can't. They're just funny.
I remember waking up. I was half-ass asleep in the middle of the cheesing episode, thinking, holy shit, we can get high off sticking our faces in cats' asses. Then I woke up and I was like, man, thank God I don't own a cat, because I would have fucking tried it.
Jeez. The cool thing also about like the 6 Days to Air thing was like right at the beginning where they had Matt Matt and Trey, they were talking, like, the first thing is, like, our intention is not to offend people. That's not our primary point whenever we're making an episode. And I actually kind of like that. I kind of appreciate it that that was...
That comes across, though. I mean, they're trying to make a point, and exactly. It just so happens other things occur.
Yep.
But you can't give... You take offense. You can't give it.
Exactly.
So you just do what you do, and people will point... I mean... Obviously, what we're saying can be taken offense by, but I mean, you could say anything on TV, someone could be offended by it.
I tweet about running over children in costumes.
And I retweeted. But yeah, I mean, people will take offense to anything. So, I mean, like what you just said, the idea is to have a point and to put it across as clearly as you can and make it in your voice and just be proud of it and make sure you do it right.
Exactly. Like the Book of Mormon. That is like the primary example where...
I want to see the...
Yeah, good luck.
Good luck. Good luck with that.
Fuck.
Yeah.
It's sold out, what, through...
Next year.
Through next year.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah, you may get a...
So the interesting thing is because it's so successful, they'll probably do the Broadway across America and it'll come to Houston
in maybe DVD.
2014 or something.
There's going to be a DVD about it or Blu-ray or something. I'll wait for that. I mean, I still haven't even seen the South Park movie. All the way through.
Oh, God. The South Park movie.
I've always catched just...
We saw it together, Steve. Yeah. We went to the theater.
Yeah, we went to the movie. We went to Pasadena.
Right. Yes.
My brother. We went with my little brother.
Yep. It's kind of funny because the next day I took my mom to see...
Oh, that's awesome.
Me and my brother went and took my mom to see the South Park movie and... I'm not sure if she liked it.
I don't see why she couldn't like Saddam using a dildo to sodomize Satan.
The late Saddam.
It's like the late Saddam.
It's like, ma'am, you're a racist. Ma'am, you're a racist. Ma'am. It's like, can I finish? Can I finish? I'm finished.
Actually, I still have that album. That was like one of the albums I bought.
Shut your fucking face. No, that
I had the songs. I remember having the songs.
Oh, goddamn.
Shut your fucking face, Uncle Fucker.
Yeah.
You're the one who fucked your uncle, Uncle Fucker. You don't eat or sleep or mow the lawn. You still fuck your uncle all day long.
Oh, man. Damn, that was funny. You lost your wallet.
I remember losing my wallet.
You lost your wallet.
I thought you were going to say you lost your virginity or something.
That would have been a funnier story.
I finger banged him.
We were just working at Telecheck, and I just got paid, and I had like $900 in my wallet. Yep. And then motherfucker just...
You had $900 cash in your wallet.
Dude, I told you, we made ridiculous money at that job.
But I didn't have...
But why would you have $900 in your wallet?
I didn't have a bank account. Like back in the early 90s, I just cashed it. I just cashed my check.
He always carried money around.
Why?
I don't know. I was an idiot. I was like 19, and I didn't believe in... I didn't really know better, so I just cashed it.
And you do know?
How long has South Park been running?
No, not really.
Huh? No.
How long has South Park been running?
15 years.
Jeez.
It started when I started college.
I didn't even notice that.
So you're 5 years old when that show came on. Well, you're 6, maybe.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Makes you feel old, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I know what you guys feel like.
God, I can't believe you remember I lost my wallet, dude. I know that because I was really pissed about it. And I always remember that when I went. I can't believe you remember.
I remember 19? Weird shit. Actually, I have a weird memory like that.
I don't think I even knew what cable was when I was 6 years old.
You didn't know whether or not you're a boy at that age. I have my doubts now.
We'll call him Chaz. Have you even seen this one yet?
No, I was reading about it, but no. I hadn't seen it, though.
Oh, that's awesome.
So are they parodying Wicked, or are they parodying Broadway? Because they said something about...
It looks like a...
Because I actually saw Wicked, and Wicked was really good.
Then you'll appreciate this.
Okay.
Go ahead and pause.
Yeah, go ahead and pause. We're going to take a break here. And we're off.
Well, we're back.
Yes.
So, at last Friday, which was October 21st, was supposed to be, again, the end of the world. And a point was brought up, which I think it was brought up last time, but I don't remember, that Oscar went to... it's just a trio now. Joey left.
Was that his name? Joey?
Joey.
Gotcha.
Joey Jojo... Shamadoo.
That's a terrible name.
Hey, Joey Jojo!
Yeah, me and Mike went to Christian school. But even when we went to Christian school, they never really focused on, like, end of the world type
Christ.
Shit. They never focused on, like, Revelation and stuff like that.
But isn't that a huge part of the Bible, though?
Yeah, but you can't really preach that kind of stuff to, like, Why? Fifth and fourth. I don't know. It was like the children's Bible kind of stuff.
I know.
They didn't really get into, like, the deeper, darker yeah. stuff of the Bible. Because there's a lot of dark shit in there, but they
it's
never really...
It's mostly
you're
dark.
Burn in hell.
That stuff wasn't really addressed. It was just Moses went on a boat, saved animals, and he landed.
Did it ever dawn on you, like...
Does that make sense?
But then again, are you not really looking back for consciousness, so like being aware of concepts at that time? So you're like, I wasn't a special kid. I was just a fucking kid.
When you're like 9 years old and eight, you don't really think about that kind of stuff. You're more interested in the story.
You know, I think the reason why that I never even got remotely interested in religion was the fact that my mother was pretty much a horrible, horrible mother.
I can't.
And, you know, she every now and then she would try to force religion on me and my sister.
Oh, wow. Really?
And
on Heather?
Yeah.
Hey, how's Heather doing?
She's doing good.
Awesome.
She's doing
actually All right, good, go ahead. Good. Sorry to interrupt you.
Nah. You had to play the part of Mike.
Yes. She was all right. Like, you seen Heather? Like, 15 years ago, she was hot. So, your mother was a horrible... Didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
I think Mike would say dibs at this point.
Dibs.
Dibs. This is right back to the Simpsons podcast, After Hours.
I forgot what we were even talking about.
Your mother forcing religion.
Oh, okay.
Would force
anyway,
religion on
she
you.
Would,
you and your
eventually
sister.
Eventually, when she would
you and Heather.
Wake up somewhat sober or something, she would have a revelation. She'd try to bestow religion upon us. So she would, like, try to make it a church. But remember, me and my sister were so antisocial because, well, we didn't have a good mother. So I remember Heather's, like, we went there. Heather was eating this, like, popsicle at the time, like, walking in with it. My mom was like, you're walking there with that? She was like, well, yeah. I was like,
into church with a popsicle?
Yes.
Oh, that's
but you know, better. And you know, she never followed through and taking us to those CCE classes and stuff like that.
What's CCE?
This is like to make your first communion.
Oh, okay. And my mom would always threaten me with that.
And like, she would try to keep us in it for like 1 week, and after that, it always fell through. So we just never. And I just more or less just kind of no inner. Really interference with religion being there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even I remember one time when my one of my uncles was hurt really bad, and everybody had like a prayer circle going, and everybody's like joining hands, and everybody's like looking down. I'm just like looking around. I was like,
yeah,
okay. I mean, positive thinking. Okay, whatever. You know, it's like I don't do that. You know, like I said, I don't call on anybody to pray to. You know, it's like, hey.
Odin.
Yeah, Odin, exactly.
Zeus.
Like, just,
I throw down with Zeus.
Hey, it's true.
He's the god of the gods. If you're going to throw down with the top dog. I was lucky. I guess we were never really, I don't know. My sister's probably IMing me right now. We were never forced it. So, I mean, I had the luxury of never. Because there's somebody on Twitter, and she was talking about how, what's your out being an atheist?
Yeah.
And I had the luxury of never having
religion introduced
or any sort of anything.
I didn't
like
have
that.
A saturation of it, I guess you could say. I just had my, like, testing the temperature out with my toe, and then that was it, because I was never forced to go, pushed in, because my mother would never carry through.
I think when it came to me, the reason I went to the Christian school was because, like, the neighborhood just sucked. And going to, like, Scroggins, or my mom just didn't really agree with, like, that type of – because it was just – she wanted me to have some sort of education. Even if it was a religious education, it was better than going to a ghetto-ass school with just nothing for class.
You would have gone to Scroggins.
I would have gone to Scroggins.
I went to Elliott.
I heard that was actually considerably better.
That was a way better school.
Where Scroggins was where I was zoned to, which is, I think, the worst school in Houston.
People lied about their address to go to Elliott.
Yep. And my mom realized this, knowing that if I went to this school, I would just be more so than a dumbass that I am now. So she put me into a Christian school, hoping that I would be smarter, or hoping I would have a better education.
Did that work out for you?
I think it worked out okay.
I'm a
I think that's why she did it.
Dropout.
I'm the only person that has a degree.
Yeah, get over yourself.
I'm not.
Mister, I got to throw that out there.
Yeah, well, hey.
I know. Dude, you know they're the worst when you, like, meet people and they have to remind you what their profession is over and over. It's always the same thing with doctors and lawyers. Will constantly remind you.
Yeah, that's that true.
You are a doctor, or I am a lawyer. You're just like,
yeah. Well, I'm a lawyer.
Dude, I kid you not. It's like that. And then, you know, they just like, they think, you know, they're going to overtalk you because they do it for a living. It's like, no, I'm it. You know, it's like, you're not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if it gets somewhere past that, hey, there's like a fucking team of fucking ninja lawyers waiting.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, hey, that's his battle. I don't do anything else with it at all.
Yeah.
You know, so. I told you it made that lady cry.
Yeah, but you didn't go. Can you go into any more of the detail with that?
I guess we can kind of. You can pretty much listen through it and figure out what to edit.
You know, no, I don't edit. You had a friend who worked for a company that had somebody cry, right?
Yeah. As far as
this should be an awesome story. I'm really looking forward to
telling
this.
Me as far as
chicks crying. And offend? Did you offend her? And she
no.
He had to
friend.
Oh, my apologies.
He had to respond to a certain client.
Allegedly
respond to a client, in which the client was clearly, you can hear the hysterics brewing about, and when speaking was a hysterical person, ran on emotion, did not. You know, stop for a moment to step back and look at the situation and just reassess the whole scene.
I hate females like that. I really do.
And you try to calm them. You try to, you just like.
Why did you point at your wedding ring when you said that?
You try to use reason at first because you got to realize, you know what? Being nice, he'd always tells me, goes a long way. I was like, yeah, okay, whatever. It's a little tough to believe that, but, you know, eventually come around to that. It's true. Being nice goes a long way.
Yeah.
You know, as simple as a simple gesture, something small on your part is big to somebody else.
Pay for it.
Exactly.
Yeah, it sounds. I hate how corny it's cliche, it works.
You know, it does work. You know, it's just like like I said, he was telling me, hey, this is a good way. I have a huge indicator of calling bullshit. You know, right off the bat, boom, I can tell when somebody's lying to me. Bullshit. You could smell it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as far as dealing with people, it's like, okay, I know this person's going to do this and this because this didn't end up the way they did or they can't afford it. So they're going to try to negotiate, threaten this, threaten that to get out of it. So you're going to try to out-talk me to get your way, and it's not going to work.
He said.
He would tell me, and I was like, wow.
So an example would be like a person saying, I want a raise or I'm quitting.
I don't deal on that level.
Well, I mean that type of bullshit to where you're trying to call his bluff, where you know that he has no other. He needs this job.
It's like you're gonna call chicken before I will.
Right.
You know, and most of the time, you know, I'm right at it unless I'm completely outright wrong, which I'm never am. And
well, he is.
You gotta understand, like I've gotten to such a point that he would tell me at these. That his job would be such a position where luxury he has and is considerable asset more than, I mean, you can't even understand the value of it. It gives you time alone, times to think, time to yourself just to read. And when you get off of that, like, you know what you have to do every day? Okay, you have to do this, this, and this. You have to get it out by this. You have to do this and this. You allot your schedule. But you come to a point where he was telling me the year winds down. And when it winds down, it winds down. And he can attest to certain things, he would tell me, and he would send a note to his friends. And that's usually the time I have. And I love that time. He would tell me all the time. I was like, yeah, I would love to, you know.
Just to have that downtime to come into work and just
you
BS.
Come home, you go to work as a luxury. It's like you go there to do absolutely nothing.
My friend has that too.
And yes.
That would be kind of amazing.
And I have that luxury. Like, you know, people don't know, he would tell me all the time, people don't know what he does.
you know. And the fact is, you know, if something comes across my desk with you doing something you shouldn't have done, you know, it's going to be bad for you.
Because people don't know what that part... Yeah, that makes sense.
So then he would, you know, tell me that when people would call up demanding certain things, thinking that they were 100% undoubtedly in the right, and you know otherwise, but they are too... He said they would be too arrogant and think that you're just going to give in. And you're like, no, you just ruined my day. Because I had planned, he would tell me, I was going to watch a movie. Now I can't watch the movie because the very fact is you didn't listen to what I told you if you would have just shut up. You know, now I'm going to make it not worth your while because I'm going to make you look like an idiot. So
I get what you're saying, but you're kind of talking, you're talking around it and it's not coming. You're not.
Well, no, I would tell her, no, if she was nice, I would have helped her.
Okay.
What he was saying. But she was not nice. She came off cunty.
Gotcha.
Very cunty. I made sure she got exactly what was coming to her.
He said.
He would tell me. And what was coming to her, he said, was way less. I mean, just retarded amount of return on your investment in time. It was not even worth it. You'd look back and you're like, I did all that for that? But if you would have just shut the fuck up, just listen instead of being hysterical, demanding this, demanding that, a lot of times you talk to me outright, you don't bullshit with me, you tell me straight up what it's going to be. If you just listen to me, if you work with me, I'll work with you, he would tell me. And you don't do that, like, no, I'm going to fucking, like, tear your account apart.
And that goes for customer service in general. A lot of times, sometimes you'll do it with an idiot anyway, but a lot of times you approach from the nice end, and if you have to, you turn
exactly.
the corner.
I was like, I don't want to be mean, because it's too much work to be mean.
It's work to be mean.
It is work to be mean. I agree. Can you go into more detail? I mean...
Yeah, okay, like, there was other examples. Like, people will write me, you know, for... certain amount, you know, he would tell me that they'd write for certain requests, just random. You know, you look at it, and you're kind of like, okay, this is okay, this is okay. I can work with you. Like, you know, and I ended up just calling this old man back, he would tell me. And because he actually had went out and he typed a letter. It wasn't, you know, fucking like written on a computer or anything printed out. He typed a letter out.
That's old school. I mean, shit, to type out something. And so it came in form of a complaint to you that someone had typed out, and they sent it via mail, and letter came on your desk.
It comes in.
Wow.
He said.
He said.
And it comes in. Incredibly efficient system. And anyway, and, you know, you just listen to the request, read it, and, you know, he explained plead his case. You look at the account, you know, you're just like, okay, account's okay. You know, he had been this, this, and this for X amount of time, you know, so outright just a, you know, a customer. And he would get to the point, you know, you'd look at the account, okay, what he's asking isn't unreasonable. Yes, something like this, decision like this can't be made because at the lower level, because they just don't have the authority to do it. So I can, he would tell me he could override crazy things, ridiculous things.
Okay.
And he would go in there and, like, he looked at the account and, you know, he was basically telling him how his wife is terminal. He was, you know, he's like, you know, just talking to him, he goes, I'm trying to sell this house. He goes, this is what's happening. If it's not fixed, I can't sell this house. You know, just, you know, talking. He goes, I needed to talk to a person. You know, and finally we get to the person, and okay, got him hooked up, you know, fixed up. And, you know, I was like, got his cable, and I'll get him some, like, stupid, he would tell me, crazy package where, like, got everything for, like, $30.
And I had it. He would tell me I had ability. Just because, you know, he took the time, and that guy is so appreciative. He was like, you took the time. He goes, you a lot of people don't even do that, to step out or reach out just to talk to a person. Because, you know, people just think you're just a faceless company. It's like, no, you know, this stuff actually gets up to the people that need to do what it needs to get. So, you know, he goes, that's for anything. He goes, that's what I appreciate the most is your time. So, yeah. Something like that. But if you come off cunty.
Like in this one situation where this one particular female.
He would say, yeah. She came off right off the bat, just batshit hysteric. You know. I understood what she asked for. I was like.
He said.
And for the most part, I understood her case. You know, I looked at the account. I couldn't get a hold of her, he never got a hold of her, so he couldn't talk to her, but he reviewed the account and found out which her complaint was, that one of the payments was not right. She was late on her ledger, so she paid her bill twice in the 1 month billing cycle because she was late. She didn't pay it right, so her books were messed up. And she wouldn't listen, he would say, to what he was trying to tell her. You know, she made it a point to, you know, just go off and, you know, no matter what he was telling her, what, you know, I was being considerably rude or vice versa, just why you're saying nothing, like just trying to bait you into, you know, an argument, to like one of those gotcha moments, you know, but you just can kind of smell it. And it's like, you know, I'm not going to fall for it, just, you know, so they'll just end up giving up, because a lot of times if you're just a straight, you just don't let no emotions affect you, don't let nothing get to you. And, you know, it's kind of, you have to really have that tough skin. And I think that's what it is. Yeah, tough skin. And I wonder why. But you have that tough skin, so you just like, okay, yeah, that's not personal. But a lot of times you're just like, okay, I'm going to be mean now. You know, it just kind of feels good.
In this one particular instance.
Yeah, like there's one time
He said,
just outright made a house unserviceable because he made me angry. That was kind of cool.
That's pretty awesome of him.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, I have the ultimate say so.
So what happened to this one particular female that got upset, that was downright over emotional?
Yeah. Just wanted everything credited back and wanted X amount of 3 months or we could cancel service. Turn off right now. you know, like I have people out there, it's like they threaten like that, but they come right back. That's what I said, people don't like change. Nobody likes change. They come right back because it's something different they can adjust to.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter if it's horrible or not, people want it, people will get it. It's weird.
So did this particular person, did they cancel, did you cancel her account, or did did he cancel her account?
No, dude.
It's kind of hard.
No, I just let her stew. She'll call me back.
He said. Oh, so this is an ongoing thing. Oh, yeah, you.
Yeah, this is
a must. You told me about this guy.
Yeah.
This past week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, see how that one will turn out.
Does it bother you at all that Oscar kind of looks like Steve Jobs?
Do I?
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
You do.
You're like a Mexican.
You're like a Mexican Steve Jobs, but with.
Esteban y trabajos.
I was thinking about that right now. I was looking at you. It's like, you look like Steve Jobs, except you're like you're alive, of course.
Except you're alive.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I can tell you a lot more other stories.
It's amazing. I never, when I was doing help desk, I hate help desk. I hated dealing.
Like they would make the
dealing with people.
That, like, you're not gonna get somebody higher than me. They don't understand that. They can't. You know, it's like, you know what? If you're not gonna deal with me, you're gonna deal with somebody else in my department. My department is very small. Mm-hmm. I know everybody.
Yeah.
They're not gonna second guess us. And once it stops there, boom, it's not over it.
Yeah.
They don't understand that. You know, they're like, well, like, okay, I'll call you again, or somebody will call you again. Yeah. They'll just read my notes and tell you the same thing. And they don't understand that. You just, sometimes you feel like a dick, but sometimes, a lot of times you help, like, you just, my lady in one of the TV stations, she was, God damn it, what was it? One of the traffic producers.
Oh, producer.
Like, I mean, she, I think she was on air.
On air? Channel 2? Jennifer Reyna?
Oh, Jennifer Reyna, dude.
Oh, Jennifer Reyna.
Oh, actually, I watch Channel 26.
Oh, I need to see Jennifer. Jennifer's hot.
That's the only reason. I hate Channel 2 News. Channel 2 News is extremely conservative. If you
Owen Conflenti. And Lauren Freeman.
Oh, man. I just want to punch Owen Conflenti in the face every time he talks. It's like, nobody cares about what your opinion is. Just report the news, stupid.
Yep. I don't even watch
I
watch. But Jennifer, I only watch it out of habit because of the. I look for the weather and I look for the traffic. That's the only reason I do it, but I have it on there because it's just out of habit.
I
watch it with Jennifer.
Oh, my phone almost dropped. No, the traffic girl on Channel 26, she's cute. She's not nowhere near like a Spanish station.
Oh, you need to see Jennifer, dude. She's somewhere near a Spanish station.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought that was fun how they made the point back to Forgetting Sarah Marshall. We have Get Him to the Greek running on in the background, so it's a fun movie. It's not like the best movie ever, but it's done well. It's got a good flow to it.
What did you think of Scott Pilgrim?
I love Scott Pilgrim. I thought that was I went into the movie thinking, oh, okay, well, we'll see what happens. Because I downloaded it, so I was like, oh, I'll watch it. And I fell in love with the movie, and I bought it on Blu-ray. Mm. That's how much I enjoyed it.
I could pretty much pick it up anywhere I catch it.
Yeah, I'll watch it at any point. Yeah, that's true. What were the point? You said there's some things you didn't like. What were the things you didn't like?
I liked the majority.
I'll listen to, unlike Dark Knight, where I'll just shut you down if you say anything bad.
I think the rock battle scene where they had, I liked the majority of the fight scenes. I thought, like, they were, like, the one with Brandon Routh was by far.
Which one was that one?
The vegan. He's Superman.
Oh, the vegan. Okay. Yeah.
That was the funniest, best scene in that whole movie to me, dude. Mm-hmm. I laughed from, like, beginning to end.
Yeah.
Not just really,
just really stupid.
Yeah.
But it's like he was floating and how he looked and like the expressions on his face and the intro, everything about
how
that
highlights
scene.
Highlights dropped out of his hair.
Where he had to try to just explain why there'd be dust or why he explained to this cleaning lady. And you're just like, cuz. And you're just like the stoop. You're like, man, it's funny.
He knocked the highlights out of her hair. Nice.
And, like, there was, like, another part where there was, like, a big old hole through the wall, but yet he just cuts through the door. Yeah. It's like, it was just so funny. I just really, really liked that scene. But then there was, like, another scene where I thought it was where they were, like, in the rock concert and they chose to fight with, like, a CGI, like, a lightning dragon or some shit.
That was a sound wave.
Oh, but I like that song though. That's
the song was
song.
Cool. I did like the song, but I thought just that just fight just was
it is a bit over the top.
Suspend disbelief.
Yeah,
you have to suspend disbelief. Well, or you're never gonna get it past it.
It's just didn't when you have like something like the vegan
I've never thought about. Does the crowd see that occurring though? Does it see the gorilla and the? Do they see the dragon fighting?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
That was just like the quality of fights. Like some were so badass, and that one was probably like very low on
the
list.
The one kind of was a little douchey was the one where he fought the first dude, Matthew Patel.
Dude, I thought that was awesome. Dude,
it was funny, but you're like,
I like the goth chicks.
Yeah,
that was awesome too. That was like another great fight. The fights were really different with that movie.
Yeah,
but and then the God, what was the name of the villain? He had a cool name. The main boyfriend, the one that he fought at the end.
Yeah,
I was really disappointed with the boyfriend himself. It was like compared to all the rest of the boyfriends, the main
Gideon.
One, Gideon. That was such a cool name, and I was disappointed with Gideon himself, especially like that final fight didn't pay off for me. That's just my opinion compared with the rest of them.
Yeah. That's it was anticlimactic.
It was. Yeah. Well, it was more about him getting the starting over.
Yeah.
You got the fucking extra piece of life. Shit.
I would call them and complain about your on-demand not working.
All you do is unplug the box, but I'm too lazy to do it.
But yeah, get Scott. Did you see Kick-Ass?
Ah, dude, I love Kick-Ass.
I was so surprised. Again, that's another movie where that's Doug Benson suggested it, and I was like, okay. Now, from now on, Doug Benson suggests a movie. It's like it gets the Steve's approval. I'll go with it, and Doug Benson, I'll go with it.
The thing about Kick-Ass, though, is it was kind of a pleasant surprise, though, because I took my wife.
It was so dark.
It was. I took my wife to see it, and it was just kind of on a whim. It just kind of started. We just went to the theater, and I don't remember what the hell we were going to watch, but we missed the time, so we decided to see Kick-Ass. Okay. And we sat down, and it was like first weekend opening day, maybe seeing one random trailer. And I was totally blown away by it.
Yeah.
Because it just wasn't what I was expecting.
It's a Nick Nolte movie that I really love.
Huh?
Not Nick Nolte, I'm sorry.
Nick Nolte.
Not Nick Nolte.
Nicolas Cage.
Oh, dude.
I got the Nick part right.
Even that fight scene, dude, that action sequence where he goes and shoots everybody, and just like the music that's playing.
Incredibly dark.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Any movie you have where a child is shot point blank, it's pretty awesome.
Well, even everything of like that intro scene with her where Chloe goes and starts cutting off legs and shit.
Yeah, the legs got cut off, and I was like, okay, yeah, this is different.
I told him about it. I've been like, you gotta watch this.
It came out of nowhere. I wasn't expecting it. And I was like, holy shit. And she was like cussing and shit.
Yeah.
It was just.
Yeah. So it's crazy how it goes that way. And how it was just like when the legs got cut off and everything, it was like, okay, this is not what I thought it was going to be.
Just we're pretending radio's
on. Yeah.
Dibs.
Yep. Wait. Yeah. So, yeah. But Kick-Ass.
Oh, yeah. Kick-Ass was awesome. I really, really, really liked
it. Yes.
Matthew Vaughn, the director, his next project was X-Men First Class, and I'm not sure if I liked it. A lot of people really, really liked it, but
I heard a lot of good things about it.
You liked it? I was really on the fence about it.
Why? I was kind of on the fence about it. I was like, compared to the other ones.
Oh, dude. Fucking Origins was shit, dude. What?
I never saw any of them.
Wolverine Origins is the worst shit ever. First Class.
See, you're a big comic book fan, so why? Coming from a comic book fan.
Not from a comic book perspective. I appreciate what X-Men did. First Class, I appreciated what it did. It moved like a lot. It changed a lot of stuff, but I'm okay with the changes. I'm more into telling a good story.
Okay, yeah.
And it had a good story, but it was just a little rocky for me. Like, it didn't flow as well as I wanted it to. But one thing I will say that I really liked about it was Kevin Bacon.
Yes.
Kevin Bacon was fucking awesome. One of the best villains in X-Men First Class ever.
What villain was he?
He was...
Sebastian Shaw,
yes. And he was like just...
a bad dude.
He was fucking awesome. One thing that did kind of annoy me, though, is like at the beginning, he had this really badass German accent, and then it disappeared like 2 minutes later.
No, he was going back and forth, but he has like he could pick up any language. He's been around for a long time.
It was just kind of annoying where he had this awesome, awesome German accent, just talking in German. Yeah. He had like a great accent, and then like the next scene, hey man, what you doing? What's up? It was such a big change. It was so like a huge change, and it was kind of jarring to me.
What they had is a failure to communicate. Hey, Steven.
That's really what it was. Best part of the movie was Kevin Bacon, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, but. It got incredibly dark.
Yeah, he played a great villain. He really played a great villain, one of the best comic villains. He didn't cheese it up or nothing. He was just fucking an evil bastard, and I appreciated it.
Okay.
And something not really expected from Kevin Bacon, Mr. Footloose.
Yeah. Why did they remake Footloose? Is it just...
I have no idea. It's getting good reviews, but I have no interest.
Exactly.
I have no interest at all.
It's at like 90% Rotten Tomatoes. But
really?
Yep. But I just...
Because, like, Red State's, like, 30%.
We're just incredibly out of touch. We're not in the pop culture. We're not in its demographic.
I was never in it. That's the problem. And now I'm even more removed from it. And it seems abstract. Because, like, I mean, pop music, who cares? To me, it doesn't matter. But it's, like, well, now I'm even more removed, and it just seems further and further. I'm just getting further and further away from it. It just doesn't make any sense. It was way in the rear view, and it's like, and I end up just sounding like the old, what is this, kids with the hair and the clothes. But I don't know.
I think you should watch X-Men, though. Going back to it, I think you should. Just to kind of like to form your own opinion of what you think about it, because I'm a little on the fence on it, but Steven liked
it. Why are
it.
You on the fence?
I mean, it's not going to follow the same linear comic book universe, so you kind of got to suspend it, look at it a different part.
So yeah, it's okay that I've never seen any of them. Yes. I could jump into this one.
Yes, you could, because it's a prequel.
It's a prequel. It takes
everybody place, loves a prequel.
It takes place with the Cuban Missile Crisis, as a matter of fact.
Oh, so it's a period piece.
Yes, in the 60s.
It's very, very.
It's like Captain America is a period piece.
Yes, actually, I have.
That's what we were talking. That's why I brought it up.
Very good quality.
So you like Captain America, or
did you? Yeah. What did you think of Captain America?
I've seen Captain America, and I liked it, but I had issues with it too.
You didn't like it.
I didn't like it, but I did like it. One thing that
I wouldn't buy it.
One thing that kind of did annoy me is they had a, like, when you watched the trailer, they had him doing, like, fucking actioning out, and you see, like, him just doing all these action sequences and stuff. And what annoyed me is that's all in form of a montage.
Yeah.
And it's, like, right, maybe, really? Like, 5 minutes of him just montaging. It's like, yo, here's my crew. Let's fuck shit up. Boom, boom, boom. We're done.
Yeah.
It's all
so
in
it's
a
like
montage.
The Watchmen, like, when Vietnam montage?
Not
even that.
No.
Like, I wouldn't compare it with that.
It wasn't as long, yeah.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
I mean.
And then what's the rest of the movie? He just jacks around in a suit or something?
I think it was just trying to get hurried up, you know, to get to the next movie because they, you know. The end of the movie.
And even the ending. The ending was, it didn't have an ending. It really dropped off.
It dropped off because it picks up in the Avengers.
Exactly. That's another problem is the ending.
The Avengers is in production now?
Yes, you got to look at it as part 1B. I mean, that's what you got to look at
the
Avengers.
Wow, so it's like more just, it's like filler just to say, oh yeah, we had this.
Well, no, it's tied together to make sense. I guess that's what you're trying to do. Because you see how he's, I appreciate what it was. I liked it. I did like it.
You liked it more than I did.
I probably did. I mean, you had to overlook a lot of stuff over it, but you got to just get past yourself and just appreciate what it is.
I couldn't do that. I really couldn't. I mean, I'm looking at it as like a, not even a comic book movie, as a structural movie.
Some of it was a little cheesy.
Okay with that too. You know what I mean? It really depends on what you're watching.
Yeah.
Like if I'm going to take this for like just a standard movie or even a comic book movie, it needs to have like a context to it, and especially that ending where it doesn't have an ending, no matter what you're watching, it needs to pay off. And I feel as if it didn't pay off, even for whatever movie.
Right.
So it's like they're like running out the door, like, come on, and then the credits? Is it something like...
I'll let you watch it, and we'll pick this up again.
Okay.
Because I don't want to... Well, not really much to give away. There isn't an ending to it.
There's no ending.
He's
right.
Whereas in Thor...
Yeah, how's Thor?
Thor, I really liked. Out of all the comic
book, Thor.
Thor, really? Yeah, of course.
Out of all the comic book movies I've seen,
Thor,
the ones that came out this summer, Thor is probably the best out of all of them.
Really?
Thank you. I like Thor.
I really like Thor.
It was a really good story.
Okay. And
it had a payoff. Had an ending. It paid off. You know what I mean?
And you like?
Is he one of the Avengers?
Yes. Okay. And it tied into the Avenger movie, but I didn't feel like it was like trying to take over the movie like I did with Iron Man 2.
Yeah.
Like, if you watch Iron Man 2, that's a horrible movie.
Yeah.
And it felt like so much of a commercial for the Avengers.
Yeah.
Whereas in Thor had little hints of it, but it was still its own movie.
Mm-hmm.
Where Captain America kind of meets it in the middle. It's like a trailer for the Avengers, and it does have its own story, but
it feels a little rushed.
It does.
Yeah, I can figure that out.
So, it would cost a lot of money if they were all just to get together and say, okay, well, here's what we're going to do.
They're going to do Thor again. They're going to pick it up after...
Thor 2?
Yep.
Electric Boogaloo?
Yes.
It's going to be on other realms. It's not going to be just within the Earth realm.
Okay.
So, I mean, no, it's going to like show different worlds where Thor within... Exactly. But Kenneth Branagh really, actually, if a movie on its own, it's really a good movie.
Okay. Yeah,
and it feels like a movie.
It boils down to brother versus brother.
Captain America was made. Thor was from another world.
Yes, Thor's a god. Thor is a god.
And in the context of a human, yeah, he would be considered a god, but he's not really a god. He's just a higher being.
He's just superpowers because he's from another world.
Yes.
He's a higher being. Like,
so who's in the Avengers then? It's Iron Man, Thor, Captain America.
Yeah, Hawkeye. You got
Bruce. Is there going to be a Hawkeye movie then?
No, no, I don't think there will be, but he is in. He was in Thor, as a matter of fact. Yeah. Hawkeye wasn't. He had a cameo in Thor that I really liked. His cameo.
Okay, and the Hulk.
Hulk, which is a different Hulk.
And how many freaking Hulks are they going
to
do?
It's
now?
A different. It's supposed.
I like
to be,
the one with the same what's his face
one from the last Hulk with Ed Norton.
Yeah,
they just don't have. It's the same story ties into the Avengers, but not with Ed Norton. It's just with Mark Ruffalo this time.
I like the Ed Norton Hulk.
There was a problem with casting. He requested more money. And then they just recasted the part, and he was like, whoa, hang on. I would have dropped my pay to be in this movie. I'm like, well, too bad we recasted it. So that's what happened with Ed Norton. He was supposed to be in the Avengers, but they had a money issue. And they were trying to rush it into production, and his manager kind of screwed him over. So they just recasted it, and he was, like, pissed off about it because he really wanted to be in it.
Yeah.
So he probably fired his manager, or should, over that one.
You want bad teacher?
Yeah, why not? I'll take it. I mean, I'll... It is getting a little cool in here, isn't it? I'm gonna turn that down. I didn't see any summer. I saw The Hangover 2. I saw Bridesmaids. Okay, and that was it. I didn't see anything.
Kingston, right?
Correct.
Okay, so you want to make a folder.
Did you see Bridesmaids?
I did not. Heather, my wife, wanted to, but I...
It was funny.
That's the chick version of The Hangover, right?
Give or take, yeah.
My wife wanted to see it, but we never got around to it.
It's worth a watch. I think it's worth a watch. It's got its funny moments. Kristen Wiig is great. I really enjoy her work. I think she looks like a movie actress, too, you know? And
she's incredibly funny.
She was great in Paul. Did you see Paul?
I did not see Paul.
Oh,
Paul,
you got it! You got to see Paul.
That
Paul's
was one
a fun
I really
movie.
Wanted to see.
I know. I wanted to see it in the theaters and just never got. The timing was terrible.
I didn't see you. I could have watched the movie and gripped on it the entire time.
I saw Warrior, which I actually really, really enjoyed.
Yeah, I heard it was okay.
Really, I liked it quite a bit.
Yeah, because it's based like Brian Callen is basically playing Joe Rogan.
Seth MacFarlane's Cavalcade. Yeah.
I have that.
Yeah. One thing I generally appreciated about Warrior. Was that like whenever you go into like a fight movie or whatever, like you get to that final scene, you know who's gonna win.
You win Horrible Bosses.
Sure. Yeah. Because I was actually thinking about buying that on iTunes.
Where like you know who's gonna win. Like any time you watch like a movie, Keanu Reeves is gonna win at the end of The Matrix. Where in Warrior, it built up the relationship between the brothers, and they both had their own fucked up story. That finally, when they do meet at the arena at the very end,
you're talking about Thor.
Warriors. The Warrior. Oh, Warrior. I really had no idea who was going to win that fight, and I appreciated that.
Okay.
And you know whoever won or whoever lost was screwed, and it really kind of made you root for both of them at the same time. So I really enjoyed Warrior.
Okay.
And you had a double training montage, like straight out of Rocky.
That's
it's just something I hadn't seen in a while. When they had it, I thought it was pretty awesome.
What else have you seen lately or any time this
When's the last time y'all been to the movies?
It was probably June.
Were you some sort of theater fag?
I think it was Twilight. I think Twilight was the
And
last
then
movie.
He says Twilight.
No.
Here is an awesome movie.
I think it was Thor, as a matter of fact. Thor was the last. Was it? No.
Oh, well. Dude, they're coming out like almost as soon as they go to the movies, a few months later, they're on DVD.
Yes.
What was the thing?
They're on DVD so fast.
The Ben Stiller movie they're not going to do on demand?
They pulled it.
They pulled it. Because it was like $50 to do.
60.
$60 to do.
But the way they're looking at it, I mean, actually, I can even see as far as like how many people are going to go. Like maybe if you're a family of four.
Mm-hmm.
How much you can spend on food.
That's true.
How much you can spend on gas just to get there.
Mm-hmm.
If you have
time.
Exactly.
Yeah, my movie
If it's 60
bill.
Bucks, you're like, you know what? Boom. All the everybody access to get the movie. We can pause it. We can start it on our own. We don't have to wait for all our shit. Terribly convenient.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, because when I take my family out, it's expensive.
It. Exactly.
I mean, yeah, I guess you treat it like a pay-per-view event.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like,
but
it's
even
like,
pay-per-view.
It's like, hey, y'all agree on a movie? Hey, it's right there. Boom.
Yeah. Unless it's like UFC. I mean, hell, UFC is like 49 or 54.
Is it?
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought that was just because Kevin Smith did that, but his Red State was on demand, but it was $9.99.
Yeah.
Because I even, what was it?
I was for the guests and.
I didn't even, he would never offered me one.
On both cases, as a matter of fact, the last movie I saw was I took my kids out and my wife. We went and saw Dolphin Tale. And it was for kids.
Yeah,
I did it mainly for the kids, my kids and the wife. That was the last movie I saw at the theater. But, dude, yeah, my bill was like 70 for everything.
I can see. He went to anime convention in Galveston.
Oh, okay, cool.
He has a Bleach sword. He just walked in with a sword from Bleach. That's awesome.
And the fact that you knew it.
Yeah. Can I check out the sword?
Let's pause it here.
It's not real.
Break.
Hold on. Yeah.
Made of wood.
I like the fact that he was.
And The Walking Dead 2 begin.
Yes. Walking Dead, great show.
Season 2?
Season 2 has started.
And I think they've aired 2 episodes so far. If they've aired a third, I haven't seen it yet.
No. Third is tomorrow.
Gotcha. Rudy, what did you think of the season premiere?
I enjoyed it. I liked how psychological it was and how... what's the deal with them going in herds now? He asked as you shook your head.
Reading the graphic novel... I'm not sure if that has been fully explained because I know
he said that it was that's one of the deviations. I have the graphic novel now. A guy at work gave it to me, so I haven't started reading it, but I have.
You have the full compendium, the compendium one.
I have 20 sets. I don't know exactly what it is.
Oh, so
yet.
You don't have the compendium. What happened was they
no, I don't have the compendium, Stephen.
They released a compendium that is the first 50 issues in one book.
Okay.
And it's like for $30 on Amazon. And whenever like I see people reading it now, because at work, like this one dude bought it, and after one person reads, it goes to like the next cube up and the next cube up. I've seen like 7 people read the compendium, which is the first 50 issues. And all of them have really, really enjoyed it.
Okay.
And them going in herds is not something it's not in the book, actually.
Okay, yeah.
Not in the graphic novel.
There's that show, the after show, The Talking Dead. Mm-hmm. And they cover some of that stuff, too.
Really?
Yeah. Chris Hardwick hosts it, and they have a comedian and somebody else on it.
Is Robert Kirkman, is he a part of?
Yes. Yes. He was on the show. He was over satellite on the first episode, and then this last episode he was actually in studio talking.
I really like how they do have him a part of the writing group. You know what I mean?
Yes.
As part of the writers. I know he wrote the 4th episode of season 1, and having him also as an executive producer here is actually pretty awesome.
Yeah.
One of the major differences that I really, really like about season 2 or about the television show in general is that Shane's alive. I don't know. Oh. Well.
No!
No!
Now that I wow.
Little known fact.
I
just ruined everything for everybody.
I turn your mic off because you're doing that. You're playing drums on the iPad.
I was going to do the rim shot when he does a joke.
Well, that's not going to happen much. I just do the snare. But that's me. So anyway. You ruined something for me. Thanks, by the way.
Well, since I've kind of already ruined it.
Yeah, go for it.
Um,
I won't remember, so to me it doesn't matter. Really?
Yes.
I'm going to delete those apps off of there.
My apologies for anyone listening. Here's a major spoiler. In the graphic novel, Shane gets killed off in the 2nd issue or maybe the 3rd. And it kind of adds on to the twist where he comes, like, after he gets killed off, he comes back to life, like, immediately after. I think it's even that night. And it kind of raises a fact to all of them, even though they're still alive, they're walking dead. And it's not really known what exactly is causing this. I don't think they've really explored that in the series yet.
Yeah.
And it's kind of neat because in the series, they chose not to kill off Shane to kind of have him go along with them. So having them arrive...
So wait a second, who's Shane?
He's the guy who is banging the guy's wife.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
he's obsessed with her.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. And it's kind of an interesting dynamic because them arriving at the Herschel farm
yes.
is actually in the graphic novel.
Okay.
But the only major difference is Shane is not there. So him arriving at the Herschel farm there with them is kind of a neat little spin on it because it's not modeled directly after the graphic novel. It's okay. interesting. I kind of like that, though.
Okay.
I like the different twists that are in it.
So I don't know if it's covered in the graphic novel, but we can talk about what do you think the guy at the CDC said.
That is actually not in the graphic novel.
Okay.
It's just another twist that they took.
Yeah, that whole CDC thing is not in the graphic novel at all. Like,
I mean, it was a good twist.
It was a good twist.
I liked how he knew what was going to happen. Or he was like, hey, this is a lot quicker than going out the long way.
Oh, my God. That is one episode.
It's a fucked up kind of choice, but you gotta, it is. You got to terrorize and you got to go through just to make that decision.
That's one thing I didn't like about the first season, the CDC episode. Where this dude is like, oh, we're all going to die. Let me lock you in here. In
futility. He just knows he just like, he does.
No, I got that. You know.
Yeah, it's what it was.
The characters were fine, but it's just frustrated me on how this one dude, they wouldn't beat the shit out of him. It's just, and the dude was like, yo, let's just talk to him. It'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And dude wanting to beat the shit out of him was cool. I really like that character, by the way. But it just, it frustrated me on how they didn't, even though he needed to be beaten the shit out of.
Yeah.
My personal opinion, though.
Like I said,
matter of perspective on how you look at it.
They all need to stick together.
Yeah. Steve, what did you think of the season premiere of Walking Dead?
I liked it.
Any more than that?
it was good.
What did you like about it?
Well, I like the fact that you saw a little kid get blasted in the chest by a hunter with googly eyes like a pet rock.
That was pretty awesome.
Yes, it was. And it just kind of left you out of nowhere, but it was a good point. Yeah, he lost a little girl. Can you see that dude gushing out in blood? Pretty gory. Is that a... I don't know. It was good.
Any negatives to the season premiere?
I didn't like the fact that, well, the guy from the CDC told us, well, it doesn't matter now. Yeah. Who was he talking to on the
He's talking to the guy who saved his life when he got out of the hospital. Remember that the black guy with his son?
Okay.
Okay, he was supposed to meet up with him at a certain point in Atlanta, but he was trying to get a word back to him, talking on the walkie-talkie, because they were turning on at a certain time of day to talk to each other, and he was like, I don't know if you're listening to this, but this is what's happening. Don't come here, and left it at that. You know, he's like, hey, the guy at CDC told me, he goes, you know what, it doesn't even matter. He goes, just, he knows he's up against a rock and a hard place. You know, he's like, it's just, there's no point. Futility, sir. Sisyphus. Sisyphean task, there you go.
We're mature and using different phrases.
Well, that's actually not bad when you mix it just like that without any ice.
Smooth.
So it's a matter of, like they brought up the point that they don't, this Kirkman was saying, they're in a world where zombie movies don't exist.
No.
So they don't call them, they don't know anything. They don't call them. They call them zombies in the graphic novel, but not until way later, right?
Right.
Just walkers, the walking.
Yeah, walkers.
They named them individually as groups, like they were the walkers, but there was other types of zombies, and they called them like whatever and whatever. I can't think of them right now, but that's what they just called them by what they did in that genre. They call them walkers. The zombies were called walkers. I know that, but they're like other ones that do different things, and they call them like whatever the hell, like runners or whatever the shit. I don't remember.
It's very therapeutic doing the podcast again. God, we're fucking old.
Well, we're in our early 30s
That's
now.
That's true. I'm more so on...
You're mid. You're 34. I'm 32. 30. How old are you?
33.
Oh, wow.
He's exactly a year older than I am.
That's right.
Exactly.
It's fucking weird.
Creepy. Yeah, so creepy 32, 33, 34. That's interesting.
Mike's
and also...
32.
Do you know when his... girlfriend's birthday is
September 16th.
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes.
That's fucking creepy, dude.
Allison,
how old is Mike?
Mike is 32.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, he is my age. Okay.
Yeah. Where are you going, woman? That bitch crazy.
So
she said she'd cut me.
I would too.
With a knife.
I'm all crazy and angry birds here.
I know. Thanks for joining. You're like, boy, I really missed the podcast.
It's very therapeutic. And then
I think he just missed.
Right now, I'm fighting myself from not going over there to make something to eat real quick because I know I can make me something really tasty. But I'm really lazy, and this looks really good right now.
It's like, boy, I missed the podcast. He means Angry Birds. I missed the iPad. But yeah, I haven't really watched any the new shows. There's a lot of them this season, but I haven't really watched any of them. I've watched all the shows that I usually watch. I've been sort of watching The Office.
It's still actually pretty funny.
No, I just can't
James
get into
Spader,
it.
Actually, he kind of filled in a good spot. In
really?
That. Yeah, actually.
I just can't get into it. I can't get into that character at all. I just can't.
Don't be a putz. Just give it another shot. But Dwight's character has consistently stayed funny. That's the only, honestly, that's the only reason why I stayed, you know, watching it is because Dwight and even like Kevin's character, it's a lot more, you know, they're showing more of them and just like, you know, showing the stupid shit that they get into.
Mm-hmm.
But it's pretty good overall. I still watch it. Still entertaining, worth a chuckle.
Parks and Rec is really coming to its own.
Yeah. Definitely.
Oh, don't play that. It's terrible.
Okay.
I saw Once Upon a Time and completely hated it. My wife liked it. She did, but I'm sorry.
What's the premise of that? Is that the...
It's the same thing as Grimm, only a different perspective.
Oh, yeah, okay. It's one of, like, Snow White and all that kind of crap.
Yeah,
like that.
It's... it's horrible. Horrible.
They get canceled.
Snow White? Or Once Upon a Time?
Yeah.
No, dude, they just had the first episode this past Sunday.
You don't know how to play. It's not helping.
Tomorrow will be the second episode. But I hated it. I really, really did. It's like somebody wiped their ass and put it on my television. That's how I really feel about that show. I hated it so bad.
What was the name of it? There's, Jeez, that's distracting.
It is distracting. It makes you lose your train of thought.
Yeah, it does.
It just breaks through your concentration.
What were you saying, Ringer?
The Ringer, yeah, with Sarah Michelle Gellar. Have you seen it?
No.
Any good?
It's not awful, but it's not great. It really isn't. It's somewhere in the middle. I can't recommend it, but yet I've seen every episode. But I really can't recommend it. I don't know why I'm watching it. Maybe it's because my wife.
What's the premise of the show?
The premise of the show is actually kind of interesting. There is a female named Bridget who witnessed a mob boss kill somebody, and she went into witness protection. After she went into witness protection, she got scared because she realized that no matter what, this mob boss is just going to kill her. So she freaks out, and she runs. She has a troubled past. She's like a stripper, and she's in rehab. So she has a troubled past, and she runs to help. She runs to her twin sister named Siobhan. Siobhan is it's a stupid name. Her twin sister Siobhan is rich, and she goes and talks to her sister, and she goes on a boat ride. Well, apparently she gets drugged or something. She doesn't know why, but she passes out and wakes up, and Siobhan's gone. So she thinks that she killed herself. So she takes this opportunity as the perfect disguise for her. So she assumes her twin sister's identity and goes and starts living with her husband, who's having marital problems. And she has a stepdaughter who has her own psychological issues. And she has a best friend who Siobhan was sleeping with her husband. But her best friend doesn't know that. So there's like all of these little problems she's trying to fix while trying to sustain the identity of her twin sister. That's like the whole show in a nutshell.
No supernatural beings.
Nothing at all.
So there's no vampires.
Vampires. It's all.
So what you're saying is she's not slaying anybody.
No vampires.
So
there's more to it. There's like a lot more to it.
What about that one, Revenge?
Dude, I actually really like that show.
My mom likes that show.
That is one of the best shows this fall.
Is it?
I really like it. It's essentially a Count of Monte Cristo, but told in a modern-day perspective.
Okay. Yeah, that's sort of what it is, isn't it?
Yes,
yeah.
It's Count of Monte Cristo, but it's told like in a...
Cristo, but whatever.
Crisco. Tells you how his Greece empire started.
It's like a sandwich at Bennigan's.
I miss Bennigan's.
Bennigan's. Yeah, get those the potato awesome soup sandwiches. At Bennigan.
Yeah, man. That made old Fat Steven all nice and happy back in the day.
Yeah.
Monte Cristo with that raspberry.
Oh, yeah, dude. That was good.
You're like, how the fuck does this
dude,
taste
Bennigan's
so
not
good?
Exist anymore?
No, they're gone.
They're gone.
They've been gone for about, what, 5-6 years?
Yep.
Now?
Wow.
But Chili's won.
Yeah.
And
Grease.
We go there a lot.
Yeah, that'd be the go-to place. Like, yeah, let's go to Chili's.
All right,
yeah, let's go.
That's where I get my steaks. Chili's have the best steaks, dude. I'm telling you.
Dude, it's all gristly and
really?
Dry.
Like
you've never
steaks.
Had a good steak.
He's a food
kind of
sore.
Really?
He's
been my two primary places to get steaks are Chili's and Applebee's. That's some good steak right there.
Like, after certain life-changing things happen, you learn to put the differences between the wants and needs. And, like, you understand, like, a lot of things, like, and it kind of sticks with you, which is a good thing, because you're like, it's kind of just, you don't need that. You know, it lets you put that break on it.
To Applebee's or?
No, just like shit like that. Like, I can't, like, I don't justify spending money on stuff like that. I was like, no, it's frivolous to me. What yeah, it's like, that doesn't need to be done.
As another horrible Father of the Year award, since...
You got many of these fuckers, don't you?
Since my wife...
Any more room on that trophy mantle of yours? Well,
you bring up the good point, you know, that you don't do that. Yeah. Well, since my wife works at night, she goes to work like about 5:30. Mm. And since I get off at 5:30, I am never in the mood to cook. And she doesn't cook because she leaves at 5:30. Yeah. And it's kind of pointless for her to cook when she's not even going to eat it. And she wakes up like at 4:30. So... My family goes out to eat a lot, dude. I'm talking like at least every other day. It's expensive, but
yeah. It does get expensive.
It is expensive, just, but we do it so much. And that's kind of like my fatal flaw.
Yeah, it is easy.
One of
just
them.
Sit there, just what, fucking go.
The only.
Yeah, $20 you feed everybody. Yeah. You're like, you know what? It's like $20 is totally worth me not fucking cooking everything right now because I totally don't want to do this shit.
That's how I feel, dude. That's how I really do.
Yeah,
I get
off
of work
justify,
and just
like we cut that shit out, dude. And we started cooking home. Jay, you save a lot of fucking money.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
A lot.
You do save a lot of money, but it's just something that we just I need to get in that habit. I really, really do. Just to kind of get down, just do it. It's healthier.
Yeah.
It's a lot healthier as well as, and financially.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what does she work from 5:30 to what time?
To 7.
Oh, wow.
So she gets home, she'll fall asleep about 8:30 and wake up about 4:30. She'll fall asleep about 9, sometimes 10, and wake up about 4:30.
How long is that shit, what, 12, 13, 14?
I think it's 13 hours.
13 hours, wow.
But she doesn't, but there's 13 hours and 45 minutes. She 5:45 to 7.
Yeah.
Off the subject here.
But
so
she don't get paid the 45.
When are you going to get the iPad 2? This needs to come to my house.
No, I'm going to wait to the next iPad, and I'll get that one.
You son of a bitch.
That's what my wife... That's what, like... Here's the 3GS, and then probably going to get the 4S.
The 4S is really nice.
Oh, I told you.
Skip every generation.
Mm-hmm.
Corey got his iPhone ran over.
No.
And I didn't get the Apple Care.
Oh.
Would they have covered that? It was actually running. I mean, it was damaged. It was completely damaged.
Maybe.
I think if it was something.
No,
like
but it, you bought it the first year's complimentary Apple Care.
It is?
Yes.
It hasn't been a year.
No, it's not been a year. It's been like 6-8 months.
Well, holy shit.
Yeah, you got to take it to the Apple Store. AT&T will go. Yeah, whatever. You have to make an appointment and go to an Apple Store.
Make an appointment at an Apple Store?
Yes. Okay. If you don't make an if you don't make an appointment,
if you
you're
excuse
waiting.
Me 1 second, if you could just pause, I'll be right back.
Well, we'll keep talking.
Okay.
So tell me more about like some kids came in and they had these swords and toys. I don't understand any of that. This that Japanese anime. I don't understand any of that.
Well, what are you asking exactly though?
I guess, not what's the point, because what's the point is, you know, it's just fun, I guess, right?
Yeah, it's more like collectibles, where, like, collectibles. When you were a kid, kind of buying yeah. Thundercats or Transformers, it's kind yeah. of the same thing, you know what I mean? I guess they're kind of young to where they went to an anime convention and bought, like, mock swords or whatever, and maybe they'll play with them and pretend they're whatever character that they're...
Okay, so that's what you would do with them?
Most likely, unless you want to hang them on the ball, because you think they look cool, you know, or decorate your room with them.
Actually, almost everything I thought was cool is 20.
Well, how old is that kid Carrie? He's the one who bought.
22.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Most likely, probably hanging it on the wall. He'll try to decorate his room, make it look like whatever he feels comfortable with.
I thought he was in high school.
I thought that kid was in high school too. Hmm? Is he,
in high school?
With the long hair?
No, he just graduated. He actually got a job. He works at ARS.
What the hell is ARS?
Are we college?
No.
What's ARS?
Air conditioning. Oh.
Oh, I honestly thought he was still in high school.
I did too. Just, he looks like he's about 16.
Yeah, I mean, Black don't crack.
Black don't crack. But yeah, I'm guessing most likely they'll probably just hang it up. I mean, that's what I would do. If I was their age and there was like a...
But
like
you
a,
mentally are.
Yeah, you know you'd kick your 22-year-self old's ass.
I'd probably hang it up on my wall.
Okay.
And probably decorate my room to, I guess, mock the theme of whatever I was interested in.
Okay.
So that's what I would do. Like, wake up and see, like, a Dragon Ball Z poster or whatever. I guess like that.
What's the deal with Dragon Ball Z? I never...
It's just another animated show. You know what I mean? I mean, they...
Is that the one with the... No, that's Pikachu with the ball.
No, it's Pokemon.
Pokemon, okay.
That's Pokemon.
I sounded like an old lady there. What's the Pikachu?
What's with all this texting and a rocking and a rolling? Oh,
the kids in the hair and the clothes.
I guess just another form of entertainment is something that you kind of enjoy.
That's
really what I put it as.
Were there stuff like that going on when we were that age?
Yeah, Dragon Ball Z is like freaking 20 years old, man. I remember being in high school and it was on the Cartoon Network.
About the story between you're hanging out, me and Matt, and you got my brother and us into Dragon Ball Z, and we went to go rent some videos.
Okay, yeah, that.
I don't
okay.
remember the story.
Two fat chicks in Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
Oscar was trying to pick these fat chicks up.
Okay, you have to get back on mic. Okay, hold on.
I don't
pause for a second.
Story.